Australian students have been found to be using artificial intelligence software, ChatGPT, to write whole university assignments, and this has spread concern about how AI will threaten current university policies. ChatGPT works by scanning the web in real time and writing text in a human-like manner to any prompt given to it by the user. Many universities hold opposing responses to the use of AI technology, with some considering it to be cheating. Others are encouraging the integration of the software and proposing policy changes to allow for it. The Wire's Kayla Rushton spoke to University of Queensland Professor Brian Lavelle to find out more.
A lot of experts are saying that universities should embrace AI and allow students to use it. What is your stance on that, and what have UQ said about it?
It's part of the scene. Very soon you won't be able to avoid using it. It's being built into Microsoft Bing, Microsoft Tools, etc., etc. So there's no real question about whether people will use it. The question is whether they'll even know they're using it. So the university view is that they're quite rightly concerned about this issue. They're saying that if students use a ChatGPT, or this is the one that's causing most of the ruckus, they should declare that they're using ChatGPT and that the lecturers should make it clear whether ChatGPT is allowed or not in their courses. So first step is really an awareness issue. But the university certainly is not saying it cannot be used.
What are the major issues that you can see with AI now being so accessible, and more specifically accessible to university students?
The issues is assessment. In the past, we have problems with plagiarism and so on. In the past, you could pretty much assume that if a student plagiarised the work, they're probably going to get it from another student or from an earlier student's work. And we use techniques such as Turnitin to detect reuse of answers and so on and assessment. The trouble with ChatGPT is you can take an old assignment and you can get it to be rewritten in ChatGPT, so it won't match, but it's been done with zero effort from a previous assignment. So the other problem is that a student before, if they didn't know something, they might just write blank. Now you're almost guaranteed to get something, but whether it's from them or from ChatGPT is another issue. So it does make it quite difficult. And also it's very hard to detect, say, using ChatGPT. I've been trying detection tools and they're fairly unreliable, and they might claim that a student did use it when they didn't. I mean, my paper from 2012 was flagged as being written by ChatGPT. It wasn't. So the detection tools are very immature. And especially if you're doing like rewriting rather than letting the AI do the entire work. So if you're taking old material and then putting it through a rewrite, which is the issue for plagiarism.
So what consequences can students expect if they are found to be using AI in their assessment without declaring it?
That's a hard one. And I've raised that issue as well. So even if the student says, I've used ChatGPT and they tick the box, it's not clear what the assessor should do about that. Because there's various ways to use it. One way, which I think is quite legitimate, is quick rewriting of paragraphs and so on. So if you write a draft paragraph, which is a bit messy, but gets the ideas across, but just, it doesn't flow well, you can put it through ChatGPT and you get a nice flowing paragraph. And that's like an advanced grammar checker. So, we used to have like spell checkers that fixed one word at a time with changing the letters around. Then you had grammar checkers that often fixed three or four words at a time, getting the sentence structure right. Whereas ChatGPT can do the whole paragraph and rewrite it with the same, covering the same sentiments and so on, but rewrite it in very nice English.
University of South Australia lecturer Vitimir Kovanovich told The Guardian that universities should allow AI to be used and teach students how to use it. He says that in the short term, universities would update their policies, but over the longer term, the way students are assessed would need to be adapted in order to integrate AI into the process. He likened the addition of AI to the introduction of calculators, which allowed math students to spend less time on long division, which in turn allowed teachers to set more complicated assignments.
That was quoted from The Guardian's interview with lecturer at the University of South Australia, Vitimir Kovanovich, ending the report from The Wire's Kayla Rushton.